Welcome to Life Stuff.
Welcome to Life Stuff. God, I almost said welcome to Queer Talk. Wow.
Back in the day.
We've done so many things. Hey, listen, we just got a huge compliment. Did you read it?
I saw that she emailed, but I didn't actually look at it.
You didn't
Like,
look at it?
I didn't, I just saw that she messaged back.
Wow. She loved the show and she said that our channel is the best channel on YouTube.
Wow. I mean, that's so sweet. I mean, I thought it was a fantastic interview. And if for any of you that haven't seen it yet, it was our last episode of Life Stuff with the cast of Sugar Highs, discussing sugar babies and sugar daddies. And it was wonderful. I really loved some of their answers.
Yes. And brilliant. See, I can't even compliment myself without fumbling my words. I was going to say brilliantly edited, and
Yes.
it didn't even come out. It's like, okay, I'm not meant to say that.
You can edit that
No way. It
out.
was
Exactly.
brilliantly edited. I don't think I mentioned in a previous episode, we've talked a lot about social media and the good and the bad and the ugly and the how damaging it can be and
Right.
how it can affect your confidence and in your life and all of that stuff. So I have been now 1 week. I haven't gone on Instagram. I haven't gone on Facebook. I've deleted all the apps, the Grindr, Scruff, Tinder. And yeah, it's really interesting. It's great. It's really great.
Wow.
It's so freeing. It's so like it was just something I did just to sort of pass the time and
Can I ask you a question?
yeah.
What prompted this to be the time that you did it? Because you have talked about it before in a more way, like, but I could never actually give that up. Like the discipline that it would require. So why now?
Well, I think it's just all part of it's a part of a bigger picture. Like I'm on this, I've started and stopped and started what I'm doing so often, and I was determined to like just really look after myself physically, mentally, spiritually. So, I've meditated every day for the last week. I've gone done my, my hikes and my walks. I have a goal weight that I want to be. So all of that, I'm focusing on that as opposed to what other people are doing, what their lives are about and feeling, I've always felt left out because I discover this person's doing that and this person's doing that and, why wasn't I invited? And why am I not included in, doing things? And I just thought, no, I'm just gonna take a step back and just really be on my own and do my own thing.
How does it feel different this time? Because you have tried this before. I'm very curious about like we because we've talked about this on the pod before, that like there's always a moment, and I don't really believe in rushing things anymore because momentum builds. And so we've talked about this before, or that maybe you wanted to do this before, but I'm curious if there was something or several little things that have just brought you to this moment where it was like, I have to do this. And what you're speaking about is so profound in that you have given yourself the ability to stop comparing your life to other people's lives, which is what social media is so easy to do. Social media isn't the bane of the world's existence, but it certainly gives people access to compare their lives like at the drop of a hat. It used to not be that easy to do. And you've taken it away, giving yourself the power back. But it feels different because this is not being done for someone else or because somebody told you to do it. This is being done for you, by you, for you.
You know, I've wanted to and tried so much to just be okay with what my life is right now. Mm-hmm. Instead of always searching like, okay, I should be doing this or I should be doing that, or I should, you know, should. And it's for me, it's like, you know, I've always been 50-50. Do I want to be with somebody? Do I not want to be with somebody? Now I'm totally going off track here. And I still don't know the answer to that question, but I think it's really more and more that I don't, because at my age, I get to do whatever I want to do. At my age and my financial situation, I can do whatever I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it, go wherever I want to go. And, you know, by getting rid of all this other stuff, it's like, I'm totally free to do that. You know, I was holding on to a situation that you know about with somebody, and, you know, I was going to like message this person and say, okay, let's get together. And I'm so proud of myself because I didn't, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to, because I started thinking, why do I really want to do that? And it wasn't a good enough reason.
Right.
So that was very freeing. And the one thing I wanted to say when you said about like, why now, you know, we've talked about this. I've talked about this a lot because I used to be many, many years ago, a smoker. And we've talked about addiction. And there are people who are addicted to porn. There are people who are addicted to alcohol, to cigarettes, to sex, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And when I quit smoking, and I tried many different things, and it's the same with this sort of situation where like what I gave up, it's like, yeah, I've tried this, I've tried that, and I did it kind of loosely. But here's the key. You have to really want it. You really have, you have, it's not going to be, you can go and do all these things, you know, laser and the patch and the hypnosis. And I mean, that's just for smoking, but you can do many things for many things. The bottom line is, you have to make the decision that, yeah, I really want this. Not need to do it or should do it, but you really want it. Yeah, it's quite, I mean, it's been a week, and it's not that difficult.
Amazing. You know? When you really want to,
yeah,
change something. This really does feel like a shift. I can tell in your energy, and I've heard you talk about similar things before, more in the energy of I hope I can do this, whereas this has really felt like I'm doing this for me.
And this is the point, and thank you for saying that, and this is the point that I want to make. Like, we talk about a lot of things, and there's a lot of lessons. Every podcast we do, there's a lesson. But to actually live it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and experience what it's like to actually do the things that we talk about on this show, that's a different story.
It is an entirely different beast.
Would you consider yourself disciplined? Are you?
Well,
okay.
That is a different subject than it used to be, because of, and you know, a lot of the ins and outs of what I've gone through, mm-hmm. at least in the last decade of my life. But I've talked a lot, we've had lots of discussions about our childhoods and our, you know, our other decades of our lives. I'm certainly in a place where discipline feels very different to me now, because of the things I want to be disciplined about, and then at the same time also letting myself be free, as you talk about this freedom to just be however I want to be, not because somebody told me or because a book said this or because my parents really want that or all these other ways that were influenced, or my friends say this or my sister says that. Certainly we're always influenced by what's going on around us, but I think this moment in my life has been more about being disciplined in myself, which has it's to me, I guess it's been more about allowing each day to present itself to me and then choose how I want to integrate myself in the day. Like for a tiny little example, like from January till March, like I was religiously stretching and working out in my room every single day, almost every day, like in some form, because I lost my flexibility a little bit and I just like wasn't okay with that. And so that motivated me to be very strict about that. Not strict to the degree at which I was like, if you don't do it, you're messing up. But I just felt the momentum towards like, I want to do this. And then for the last 3 weeks, haven't touched it at all. And now I'm starting to feel, because I went on a trip and because life happened, like things happened in my world. And so but this morning, and then I got a little sick. And so I'm much more okay with like, you may want to do this thing, but right now your body is healing from something. So you don't need to push it beyond its limit just because you think you have to work out today. That used to be what discipline meant to me. But discipline now is more about being really in tune. So, like today, I woke up and I was, for the first day, I was like, I could do that workout today. I don't have time, but I know I'm going to do it tomorrow. And that, also, I don't judge or beat myself up for taking that time off like I might have used to, or try to psychoanalyze why you didn't do it. What's wrong with you? That is no longer how I see it.
The big thing that I would like you to comment on, because this is what I'm discovering, and I know that you've gone through this too. Doing your days, doing the things that you want to do, having your goals, having whatever, being disciplined without being influenced by people or social media or what you should or shouldn't do. I'm just really in this in my space. And the feeling I get and the freedom and the okayness by not being on social media is quite something. And I really recommend it to people. But so if you could comment on that of this influence that we have, how life influences us to not do what we really want to do, or to not feel as confident, or to, all of that.
I mean, it's such a big thing, but it's also to me such a simple thing once you really start to look at it for yourself. So for me, I guess when you start to look at it, you realize how many ways you're influenced. Like when you really start to pick it apart, you realize all the ways that other people's ideas, other people's like thoughts about how it should be or shouldn't be have an impact on how you view the world, or you view your day, or you view what success is, or your worth is, or all these things. And for me, sifting through that, I mean, we've talked about this so many times, but I feel like we just have to keep repeating it, does require some level of introspection in that, like, my body is really the only gauge that I feel like I have. Even separate from my mind, which may sound weird to some people, because the mind is very influenced by the world around us. I mean, it can trick us, it can manipulate us, it can make us believe certain things that aren't necessarily true or aren't necessarily true for us, but other people think is true. But my body is just so much more in tune with like me. It's the only way I can describe it. Like, whatever is me. Like, yesterday, for example, I just felt the desire. Not from my mind, but from inside me to go through Central Park and take footage of nature. And I literally walked the whole Central Park. And it was amazing. And I knew that I might use some of this because, you know, I did some composing this winter and I thought maybe there's some visuals attached to this composition that I made. No idea if I'm going to even release it. No idea what it's going to turn into. But rather than like, oh, I'm probably not going to know what to film and I don't know if I'll even be a good photographer or filmographer or cinematographer or what if people watch me when I'm doing it and what will they think me? Just like there's so many reasons you don't do something that you feel impulse towards. But I've noticed probably over the last year and change that as I keep saying yes to those impulses without question. Certainly, I don't, not without question, I do think about it. My mind is like, what is this? But rather than stop myself, I'm more inclined to explore it and see where it leads me. And I think that if you listen to the world around you, you're less likely to do all of those things. And if you can tune into yourself, which I think does require some level of turning the world off. Like that's what's so crazy about our world. You used to be able to go into your house and the only access you had to the outside world was if you turned the TV on or if you turned the radio on. Whereas now it's like at every corner you have this opportunity to reconnect with things that aren't actually in your like moment, just you. Where you build that momentum to go do something that you want to do or call that friend you want to call or whatever it is that you feel called towards. I don't know if that answers your question.
A little bit. Know when I ask you a question and I say go, it's like, okay,
Go.
ask for it.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that again came to me, and what I really respect about you and your growth over the last little while, and this is very hard for a lot of people to do, is to be on your own, is to do these things. We both know a lot of people who would never have gone into Central Park and just done that kind of thing. They would have had to have been with somebody, or there would have had to been, you know,
Some sort of reason.
exactly. And again, I've said this on the show. And it's worth repeating. And this is so powerful for me. And I believe it is for you too. It's you become an unstoppable force when you realize that you can do it alone. And this is what this past week has really enforced for me. You know, and when I was in Mexico City, you know, again, I'm just loving doing this stuff on my own. I've waited so many years because I wanted to do it with somebody. It's like, no, I'm and because you get to do what you want to do when you want to do it. That's what I got from what you're saying. Like you don't have any issue of being alone. And I think that is something that everyone should experience, because we all know people who just can't be without it, can't be in a not in a relationship. They
Yeah.
have to be with somebody, or they have to be doing something with somebody. And man, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And that's where social media comes in, because you see all these people doing all these great things and doing with other people, and you know, these, you know, groups. It's not just like one person, it's like six, seven, eight people they're doing this stuff with. And you know, when you don't have a lot of friends and you don't have people to do that with, it makes you feel less than.
Yeah, you can
So the
feel
key is,
like you're missing out on
yeah,
something.
it's like you're missing out. So just stop looking at it.
Truly, and realize that, like, what it appears to be, you have to know that what it appears to be on a picture or a video is actually not what everybody in that circle is feeling. And you don't even know the dynamics of friendships half the time. Like, we can't assume that everybody's happy in that circle because they're there. Some people probably didn't even want to be there. I'm not even trying to like make something what it's not. You just know that because everybody is experiencing different things every day. And so to compare yourself to that situation is not doing yourself any favors because it's not even real.
Right, but I don't know, you know, because I can include myself in this. I rarely, if ever, think that when I look at it, because I'm just so like, oh my God, like I want to be a part of that. I don't know. So that part that you just said, that's a very advanced way of thinking, and it's also coming from someone who doesn't have that issue of needing to be a part of that. So I think those people who do, like me in the past, don't even consider that what you just said.
Right. So it's more powerful to just remove the stimulation of missing out on something.
Of seeing it and just again, so I mean, a lot of things can come up when you do that, and when you do spend that time, but it comes up for a reason, and you know, I really do believe that you'll come out so much stronger and happier when you see that you don't need all of that stuff. And we're creating a world now where you know, kids are taught that no, you need that. You need to be connected all the time. Like,
I mean, they see it. I always wonder this. What do kids really think? Because they see every adult with this device, and they're not allowed to have it yet. Some of them are. Some of them are allowed to play with it. Some of them are probably given too much access to it. But I'm so curious, like, what they think about this, or what they're starting to understand about these things that adults seem to be glued to. Like, you can't really go without. It'll be interesting as they get older.
No, and I mean, I don't even think it's as they get older. I mean, I think kids really do get these things, you know, these things we're talking about phones, at a very young age, and that's, I mean, these kids that are like, you know, 20 years old and younger. I mean, that's all they know. And it's just more and more and more and more. And you know, so what I'm saying is this whole thing about being alone and being disconnected, I think that could just become extinct. You know, which is very sad, which is anyway.
Which I think, to wrap this up is where this is leading, that like that's a choice you're going to have to make personally. It brings it right back to like how personal that alone time really is. Like actually removing all the screens, the distractions, like just to be in nature or with yourself or with a book, or I don't care, whatever version of taking you out of this world where you compare everything in your life to somebody else's life. It's important.
And feeling like, you know, you're missing out, and you need to be doing this or that or whatever. And I can just tell you that, yeah, not everyone's going to do it, of course, but you know, even just after a week, it works, and it's made me feel so much better, you know. So
And you build off of that momentum,
yeah.
that feeling, like even the feeling of feeling good, that really motivates more.
Yeah.
I think in this world, patience is one of the most delicate of endeavors. Because it's really hard to be patient in this world where we're just used to like full out. And I feel like I feel like I go up in and out, up and down, all around about that as well. Because this, and I'll finish with this because I know this needs to wrap up, but there is this discipline of following your truth, following yourself, doing what you want to do. But in the midst of all of that, you live in a world where everybody else is doing their version of that. And so that doesn't always line up with the timing that your mind thinks is the right time. So there has to be this letting go of what you think should be the way it is, or what lines up with your timeline. And then also just patience with when something is meant for you, it will not pass you by. So it's just not right now, or it's going to be different than you imagined it to be. And that is hard at times.
And that's a beautiful way of wrapping it up. And I would just like to add to all of that, what you said, the word discipline.
Mm-hmm.
All of that plus discipline.
Yeah.
You know, I think that is, that goes hand in hand with patience.
Fully. They need each other.
Yeah.
To be patient, you have to have discipline.
Yeah.
All right.
Another life stuff episode.
Yes.
Is
in the bag.
Complete.
We hope you enjoyed, and we will return at the next dawn.
At the next dawn.
I don't know.
We'll see you when we see you.
We'll see you when we see you. Yes.
Yes. Okay, bye.
Bye.